At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society is a global leader in MS research, recognized as a catalyst for all major advancements in MS. On Metroscope this time, we're going to find out about some of those advances in MS, and we're talking with somebody who has firsthand experience. We are talking today with Chloe Cohen. Chloe is an ambassador with the National MS Society. Hey there, Chloe. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So I think we probably should get started with this interview today by defining MS. What is MS?
Well, MS is an unpredictable, often debilitating disease of the central nervous system that disrupts the flow of information within the brain and between the brain and body. And symptoms range from numbness and tingling to blindness and paralysis, a neurological illness.
And where do we know where it comes from?
I don't think so. I think they're still trying to figure that out.
And MS stands for multiple sclerosis. Is that correct? Did I say that correct? And you are a person living with MS.
I have been living with MS for 20 years now.
Tell me about that. What was when your diagnosis then was 20 years ago in 1998? What was that like?
Right.
Tell me about the diagnosis.
Well, I was kind of a rare one where I had head trauma, and that head trauma then triggered symptoms. So for me, it happened very quickly and very debilitating fast. So I clearly had visible symptoms, and at that time it took a little longer to get diagnosed 20 years ago. So I would say 2 or 3 months versus like a few weeks that it would take now. But for me, I had really bad coordination and balance. I had double vision. I had vertigo, which is like being drunk without the benefit of being drunk. It was very fast and sudden. For a lot of people, it's a slower progression because a lot of times with this disease, you have symptoms, but then they go away. And then they might come back later. So it kind of, you know, they pick and choose when they want to appear, and you can't really predict how long they're going to last. So I think for me, in the severity of my symptoms, it was pretty apparent that there was something wrong. And a lot of tests began, and it took a good amount of time to get diagnosed. But being 20 years old, I was lucky because I could get on medication right away. And that's like the biggest benefit to slowing the progression of the disease, because it doesn't stop. There is no cure. So getting on medication right away to try and control it. Yet for 10 years, I kept progressing. And at that time, there was only four medications available. and now they're 15. And this new drug, Ocrevus, however you want to pronounce it, is the first drug that's been given for people with primary progressive MS, because I think a lot of people don't realize there's three, four types of MS, each ranging in severity. I have relapsing remitting MS, which is the least debilitating most of the time, and the progressive illnesses, they hadn't had any medications for to slow down until this new drug came out. So it's very big in the community for all these people who've never gotten any kind of relief. They're now staying stable, not getting any worse, maybe not getting any better, but they're staying stable, and that's important.
Yes, stability is probably a very good thing. So take me back again, back 20 years to your diagnosis. Mm-hmm. What is the diagnosis process like? How is MS diagnosed?
Well, initially they do like an EKG and see how the brain activity is happening. Obviously, there's nothing shown in EEG, sorry. So there's all these blood work and all this stuff. And eventually, I guess for me, the last test they did was the MRI, which will show lesions in the brain, which are plaques that form. And then I guess produce the symptoms depending on where that lesion is. So until you see them, you don't really know. Yet, you could have no lesions on your brain or spine, and be debilitated because you maybe have one lesion on your spine versus, like, my brain looks like Swiss cheese, and I'm very able-bodied and functioning. But at the same time, it took a lot of work to get to this point.
Yeah. So, tell me about these past 20 years. What has changed, and what has your life been like for 20 years?
Well, it's been a learning experience for sure. I think for me, because I was so young and you're 20 years old, you're about to become a responsible adult, I guess.
Maybe.
And, for me, it was like, oh, I feel like I'm 80. So for me, I had to kind of grow up really fast and learn how to appreciate things that most people don't think about until they're in their 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. People generally don't know what they have until they lose it. And I lost a lot so young that it was my determination to help other people in this situation.
What has your support system been like? Where have you leaned on the most?
Actually, I started a support group here in Portland 13 years ago. And at that time, it was for people 25 and under. Then we kept getting older. So then it was 30 and under. Then it was 40-ish and under. And now we just call it MS Happy Hour because we all have beers and food and chat and talk to each other. And that's what it's about, the community, realizing you're not alone.
That's probably a great thing for people, especially who are new to it, or even people that have had MS for a while. You can get together and swap stories and get to feel a little more comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, there is nothing better than someone who's just diagnosed, because you get that diagnosis and you have no idea what your future holds. You don't know what this disease is going to be like in 5 years, more or less, 2 days. You know, it changes constantly. So I think having that support for people is so important, and I didn't see it happening here back then. So I was like, I guess I got to make this happen.
Good for you.
Yeah, me and another woman started this, and it's been going strong. It's probably one of the few support groups I know of that has lasted this long and is as strong as it is, because we are family.
Yeah. Yeah, having that support around you is so very important. We're talking today with Chloe Cohen, an ambassador with the National MS Society. Now, tell me about the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. How involved are you with that?
I am very involved. I've been basically speaking and trying to raise money for 18 years.
Yeah.
They have probably the biggest, they're the biggest leader in research and making advances in MS. They really try to help people with MS, further the research, but most of all, bring the community together. And I think that's so important because so many people feel so alone, whether you're just diagnosed or you're isolated in your home. You can know there's people out there that are on your same, in a similar situation, and you can all work together to get closer to a cure, I guess.
Do you suppose that somebody who is recently diagnosed, or maybe somebody who's living with MS for a while, is the National MS Society a good place to go to get some information and kind of reach out?
Oh, definitely, definitely. They have so many different programs to help patients. I mean, whether it's support groups or peer talking, but it's like you can get connected with another person and just speak with them one-on-one. And I think that's really important, especially if you're first diagnosed, because it's a little intimidating.
So I would say so, yes.
To communicate with about how you're feeling.
Is there
psychologically as well as physically.
Is there a local MS chapter here in Portland?
Yes, there is. And they are huge. I've been a huge supporter of them. And with all the walks they do a bike thing, they do all kinds of different acts. I think they actually have like a brew fest thing happening. I haven't gone to that yet.
But that sounds very Portland.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, they actually have a huge gala in September that raises a lot of money. I guess this year is expected to raise $300,000.
Wow.
In over 8 years, the gala has raised more than $2 million. So it's really important because without that money, we wouldn't be furthering our knowledge. We wouldn't be getting better medications. We wouldn't have as much support. So, yeah.
You say the National MS Society is a global leader in MS research. Do you know what kind of research is currently being done out there?
I know some, not a lot. I'm not a scientist, but I'm sure they're working on myelin repair, because when you have MS, the myelin sheath around your nerves doesn't exist. So that's why the messages get sent all funky. And I know they've been working on learning how to repair that myelin for quite a while now. And now I think they're just trying to figure out how to get it to work in a human versus a mouse.
Okay. Wow. That sounds like a promising bit of research right there. Do you know, what are some other ways that MS is treated? Is it mainly through medication?
I think so, but there's also alternative medicines such as acupuncture, herbs, and exercise. I've been lucky that these medications were working for me, except I was on a single dose of the medicine for 10 years, and it wasn't slowing things down. But at that time, they didn't have any stronger drugs, so I went on double dose of this medicine, and once I started that, everything kind of stabilized, and I wasn't having episodes. But then this new drug came out, which changed my life completely, because I was having to stab myself every 4 days with a needle. And now I just get an infusion once every 6 months. So it's really life-altering.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot simpler for sure.
Yeah.
When you say episodes, I don't mean to get too personal, but what do you mean by episodes?
No. Well, with MS, when you an episode can new symptoms that appear. So all of a sudden, your foot is numb and tingly, and that's awesome, a symptom. An episode would be new symptoms that appear, and those symptoms can range. So there's such a huge umbrella of symptoms. So no two people are the same with this disease, and that's the challenge. Because everybody experiences it differently.
Yeah, that must be a real challenge for scientists to try to figure out.
Yeah.
There's so many different presentations of MS, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yes. And I think that's the biggest challenge these scientists are having, you know.
Do you know how prevalent MS is, and what are the statistics out there for men and women?
I think MS affects more than 2.3 million worldwide. And women are 2 to 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with MS than men. And I'm not 100% sure why, but that's the statistics.
And the age range seems to be between 20 and 50. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's a very different thing being diagnosed in your 20s than in your 40s or 50s, because when you're in your 40s or 50s, you probably have things established. You might have your own family. You might have a career. But when you're in 20s, those things haven't necessarily been established yet. So I think it's a different thing. I mean, being diagnosed so young for me was this challenge of becoming this independent woman that I was supposed to be and living with this illness. And then people who are older have already had so much established already, and then the MS happens and it totally disrupts your life and you have to navigate through it. And everybody's got a different way of doing that. So
what are some symptoms of MS? What symptoms did you experience?
Oh my. Well, I guess initial symptoms were lack of coordination of balance, vertigo, double vision.
Do those things come on quickly, or is it kind of a gradual thing?
I think it can be both.
Oh.
I think people, for me, it happened very fast, but for a lot of people, it's more of a slower progression. So everybody's different with it. But, you know, I know that the severity of the symptoms can range from like very minor to very debilitating. That's why you see so many people in wheelchairs. So when people are first diagnosed, that's their first thought. Oh, great. Now I'm going to be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And I don't know a single person who has been diagnosed who didn't have that thought.
Yeah.
And, it's unfortunate, but then you learn, hopefully, that that's not going to be you. And if you keep fighting and have a positive attitude, you might be able to avoid that wheelchair.
Well, that certainly sounds like you. You have definitely a great attitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
well, I didn't get this at 20 just to, like, cry about it. This has been my path for the last 20 years, so I really know how much your attitude plays into your healing. And I was ready to conquer it. And here I am.
Yeah, not everybody has that type of attitude. That's a challenge. You are, I'm sure it wasn't easy getting to the point where you're a fighter.
Right, right. No, it was not easy. But I guess, you know, I was a stubborn kid. And that kind of played out with the MS because I was like, no, I'm not letting this beat me. And so, yeah, my attitude definitely helped to my benefit of regaining what I had lost.
And you are a musician. How has MS affected your musicianship?
Well, it was pretty brutal back in the day because I was a cellist. I was in college studying music, and then I lost the use of my left arm. And so I couldn't play the cello anymore. So I had to revamp my musical career, and I turned it to DJing because I didn't have to do such fine motor control, and I could adapt it to make it work for me. And I think that's a huge part of MS, is learning how to adapt in this world that is not built for you. And so you have to figure out ways around these things, and it's like I found a musical path. Yeah, it wasn't my cello, but I could still have that same feeling on the turntable. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's great that music is still a huge part of your life. I think somebody who is into music, it doesn't ever leave you, right?
Never, no. But that was also a really hard thing to learn. There was a lot of anger and sadness and bitterness in those beginning years because I was like, how dare you take my passion from me? But what I realized is that passion is forever in you. And that ability is so strong that I can make it happen regardless if I have an instrument to play or not. It's all in my brain, still working.
See, there's that fantastic attitude again.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the gala that's coming up. When is it again?
Oh, it's September 20th, and it's at the Nines Hotel in downtown Portland.
So it must be a kind of a fancy event if it's at the Nines.
It is. It is a formal fancy event, which is kind of fun because you don't get to see a lot of these people. You may have meetings with them, but you're never, you know, dressed in black tie affair. So it's kind of nice. It makes you feel a little special.
What can we expect at the gala? What happens there?
Well, I know this year I was part of a huge national campaign for the MS Society that is called This Is MS, and it's features, I think, about 6 or 8 people living with MS and kind of briefly tells their story, and it shows the strength that people with MS have. I think that's something that we all have, is this strength that comes from ourselves, but that we get from each other. And I think the strength is what makes it so important that we can keep on fighting and keep pushing on, keep moving forward.
I would definitely encourage our listeners to search out This Is MS, because there's quite a collection of videos, and Chloe's video is up there, and it's quite inspiring to see you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. So just look up This Is MS. I'm sure you can find it with the National MS Society. It's pretty fantastic.
Right. Yeah, and it's exciting because there's a few other people in that campaign who are going to be at the Nines, and I feel so connected, each and every one of them. I know a couple of them personally, but some of them I have not met, and it's like, even though I haven't met them, I feel connected to them forever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of powerful.
How did your story get chosen to be made into a video?
I have no idea. I think
just because you're awesome.
I'm awesome, and I've also been involved with the society for so long, and I've always been trying to make changes in the way people view MS, because I think so many people, it was more about awareness and waking up the world to, you know, be grateful for what you have, because you don't know when you could lose it. And I think for me, because I lost it so young, that's been my path. I'm like, I just want people to be aware that, and that a lot of disability isn't visible. And that's a really hard thing for a lot of people with MS. I know it was for me. It's like, well, I wasn't in a wheelchair, but I couldn't walk that far. So where do I lie? And I think it's important for people to understand that there's so many symptoms that are invisible. You can't see. It doesn't mean you have to be in a wheelchair or using a cane. There's also neurological things that happen with speech and having brain fog, which is more like you just can't think so clear. Because the symptoms are so different for each person, I think that it's really important to make people aware of the variety of symptoms and things that can happen with MS.
And now you have a service animal, right?
Oh, I do. Yes.
What is that? What change has that made in your life?
Oh, that he made life a lot easier because I don't have I'm not in a wheelchair. You get a lot of looks because you're stumbling and people think you're drunk. But by getting this service dog, and it, you know, clearly saying service dog, people are like, okay, maybe she's not drunk. And so for me, it made it easier to access public, being in the public when I had the dog. I mean, maybe it was a self-consciousness that people were thinking I was drunk or whatever. But he really... not only the physical aspect of walking, because he was trained for mobility, so he helped me with just navigating through the world. But he gives you he gave me a psychological relief. I always had a little buddy to hang on to. And now he's retired, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah?
I've gotten better, so I don't need him anymore. Now he's just a dog, which is fun.
Does he still live with you?
He still lives with me. He's my best buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
He just doesn't work so much. But I still take him, you know, certain places when if I'm feeling like it.
Right.
But I don't need him, which is kind of nice.
Anything else you want to fit in? We've got about 30 seconds left.
I just want to say it's all about your attitude. Everything is what you make it. So if you're going to sit home and cry about it, you're never going to feel any better. But if you step up to the plate and start being proactive about it, you can change things. And it's not the end of anything. It's just the beginning of a new path. And I think, you know, we all have different paths and we're all made. You got to figure out how to work with it. And I've done it and I've met many other people who are doing it. And there is hope. There is hope.
Those are fantastic words that everybody could live by, MS or not.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Chloe. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much. We've been talking today with Chloe Cohen, ambassador with the National MS Society. Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.